Thomas Jefferson took an important role in writing our Declaration of Independence, but most people don't know he wasn't even supposed to be in Philadelphia for the meeting that drafted the document. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefffund.org. That's wildfirereliefffund.org.
Although Thomas Jefferson is known to have played a major role in drafting the Declaration of Independence, Patrick Rowland says it certainly wasn't originally scheduled that way.
He's actually here replacing another delegate from Virginia who had recently passed away, Peyton Randolph. Jefferson's sent here to replace him. Doesn't really want to be here. He feels he's much more useful in Virginia, which he considers his country back then.
He was 33 years old when he arrived in Philadelphia in 1776. His mother had recently passed, and his wife was sick at the time.
He buys a mourning ring with the lock of his mother's hair in it. Just kind of shows how deeply missed she is to him.
As delegates arrived in Philadelphia, they probably had an inkling of what might take place here.
They know what they want to happen, but they don't know for certain. Being from Virginia, he's sent here because the Virginia House of Burgesses knows his feelings that he is for independence, and that's what they want. But they're just one colony of 13.
Although Jefferson was in his early 30s, it became apparent he should be the person to pen most of the Declaration.
They actually nominate five people. They have people from the North, from the South, from the Middle Colonies. That way, kind of everybody's influence at the same time. However, two of the members are completely against independence. They want nothing to do with it, so of course, they back out immediately. Benjamin Franklin explains that he's a bit too old. You know, he's 70 years old. He doesn't need any extra burdens on his shoulders. And John Adams is another one on this committee. He's a member of numerous committees, and more or less, for one, he doesn't have the time to do it. And after dealing with Jefferson for a few months already, he realizes that he's the man to do it.
We'll have more from Independence National Historical Park next time as we travel the countryside. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.